And I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, where jokes and laughter go together like Roy Rogers and trigonometry. You join us once again in the fine city of Newcastle-upon-Tyne, a port that was well established by the 5th century when it became the target of pillaging by marauding longships. Any captured Vikings were routinely put to death by the rope, leading to a suspicion of foreigners amongst the women of the docks, expressed in their popular saying, "The only good sailor is one that's hung like a Norse." The city took its name in 1080 when a new castle was built to replace the old fort by Robert Curthose, William the Conqueror's bastard son. He wasn't, in fact, illegitimate, but that was what customers called him. That was what customers called him when they saw his shoddy building work. Now, after last week's performance here, I was inundated by frantic callers pleading desperately for a second show. Let me introduce you to all four of them. On my right, Tony Hawks and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And keeping a watchful eye on the competition is our scorer, the lovely Samantha. Samantha was telling us that during last week's visit, she was invited to join the local Labour Party. If she plays her cards right, she might get to sit on their national executive. Okay, let's kick off with a round of historical headlines. In days of yore, teams, long before the daily papers enjoyed computer-based news gathering, messages of great importance were relayed across the distant reaches of the kingdom along a series of huge beacons lit by hilltop villages. Of course, by far the most common message was, "Help our hilltop villages on fire." Teams, I'd like you teams, please, to suggest the historical headlines we might have read in our papers following certain events. And our first is, "The Romans Build Hadrian's Wall." Tim, would you care to start, please?
Peking Times.
Call that a wall?
The Sun. Up yours, Pink Floyd.
Daily Express. Hadrian stays in all day Thursday, but builders fail to turn up.
The psychic news, last year's prediction about Hadrian's fence only slightly out.
Daily Telegraph, wall architect announces start of British Library.
With its local paper, Dalgliesh looks to Italy for better defence.
And The Guardian, yesterday's picture caption, "Woman raves over wall," should have read, "Roman waves over wall."
The Constructors Weekly, "Roman redundancies, brickies sick in transit."
Jericho Bugle. Hadrian sued for plagiarism.
And the Daily Mail, "Max Swampy halts developers."
Okay, that was such fun that I've got another historical event for you. And this time it's James Watt invents a new steam engine. Graham, start this one off, please.
The Daily Mail, "Thousands queue for first ever train out of Stockton."
Thank you.
Away day super savers not valid on this service.
Tim, the Sun, what a plonker.
The Psychic News. Last year's prediction about James Watt building a huge wall on the Scottish border. Quite a long way out.
Guardian, off what criticise rockets.
Train Spotting Monthly, something to do at last.
What's on? What's off?
The Independent, new steam engine invented.
Well, the next round, teams, you're going to sing, so there'll be heartfelt thanks from music lovers everywhere for the warning. DJ Samantha is ready at the gramophone turntable with a selection of discs for the teams to sing along with. At my random signal, she'll surprise each singer with a sharp twist of the knob, turning the volume... turning the volume down to zero. If when the music returns, teams, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean cuddly toys, of course. What do points mean?
Cuddly toys! Of course. Make your minds up.
You've no idea what it feels like to sit here and hear half the population of Newcastle shout cuddly toys just because you tell them to.
You should hear what the other half are shouting.
This week's prize is an ideal snack for the chiropodist on the move. It's these tasty microwave bunion rings. Now, we're going to start with you, Graham. Will you please accompany Fred Astaire singing Cheek to Cheek?
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hang around me through the week,
I swear it's ginger,
seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
It's your turn, Barry. Will you please accompany Dean Martin singing Memories Are Made of This? And the rest of you can join in with the backing singers, if you like.
Awfully kind.
Thanks very much.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me.
Is that us?
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
And the memories you gave to me.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy.
Memories you gave
are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Sweet, don't the forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Sweet, hold it lightly with a dream.
The memories you gave to me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories
you gave to me.
And it all beat
the memories you gave to me.
Your turn now, Tony. Would you please accompany Robert Palmer singing his lovely song, Addicted to Love?
The lights are on, but you're not.
not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another kiss is what it takes. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Take me, Toad.
Your shoulder's tight. Oh. You can't breathe. Another kiss is all you need. Whoa, whoa. Relax and take the jarring mutual stuff. Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
Closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're gonna have to face it.
Finally, Tim, would you please accompany Rose Murphy singing Busy Line?
I put a nickel in the telephone, got my baby's number, got a busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy tone, not my baby's number, just a busy line. Called his uncle in Jamaica, left a message with the baker, even checked the number in the telephone booth. Got so awfully, awfully worried, to my baby's house I hurried. When I looked inside, the phone was off the hook. And as I walked up to my baby then, I got my baby's number. He was busy in the parlor, doing fine. Busy kissing someone else. Well, I was keeping busy getting up.
No, I was keeping busy.
Right now, teens, if I asked you to name a well-known family entertainment for 4 to 6 people involving almost complete silence, you'd probably think of a Sunderland versus West Ham match. Or alternatively, the traditional fun-packed pursuit of charades. Charades is one of those winter pastimes I vividly remember playing back in the bygone days when you could leave your door open at all hours and the whole family would huddle together around a roaring fire. I've never understood why we didn't just shut the door. This round is similar to the traditional game of charades, and the panelists take it in turns to act out the titles of well-known films, programs, books, or plays for the other team to guess. However, in our version, they're permitted the use of their mouths. Tony and Tim, you're going to start. Your title will now be broadcast on the Pentium-processed, internet-linked, induction-looped, pixel-enhanced, remote-control 3D laser display screen that's concealed behind this bit of cardboard. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
An American werewolf in Paris. An American werewolf in Paris.
Okay, Barry and Graham, you're guessing this one. Off you go, Tony and Tim.
It's 5 words and it's a film. It starts now.
What is that over there?
I don't know, Pascal. But it is horrible.
You can see it quite clearly by the light of the full moon, Jacques.
I think it is pretty poor that it has not bothered to shave.
I think so, too.
It cannot be French. It must be from overseas. Oh,
Did I not see something like that in London once?
Perhaps. I don't know what it is doing here in Paris.
Fin.
Well, I don't know whether to stall here or not. No, I mean, you go straight in. It's the old Gene Kelly musical, isn't it? An American in Paris.
Yep.
It's an American something in Paris, isn't it?
American something in Paris.
What could it be?
An American...
Put it this way, it rhymes with Dear Wolf.
An American beer wolf in Paris.
Well, there are little teases on
there. Werewolf, come on.
Werewolf.
Very good, buddy.
Right, your turn, Baron Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the later display screen. Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Ipcress File. The Ipcress File.
It's a book and a film, and it's three words. It goes something like this.
Hamish.
Dougal. Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Well, no, it's very nice. Lift your kilt.
I'm sorry, Hamish.
Well, go on a bit higher.
Oh,
dear, I don't like the look of that. It's an incredible growth you've got there.
That's very kind of you.
No, there. There on your hip.
I can't see my sporran's in the way.
Well, I'll move it for you. I'll shift it to this side. Look.
Oh.
Well, you can see.
But the sporran as well, I hope.
It's... Look, it's green.
Oh.
Do you know, to me, this looks very like cress.
Well. Oh, I think there's some people in the next room. That'll be handy for sandwiches anyway.
Yes. But you'd be better off without it, and I've the very thing to get rid of it here. I'll just have a wee rummage in my toolbox.
Oh, me with my kilt up.
Hold still. Here we go.
Oh, it still goes on.
There we are. It's all gone.
James. Oh, that's a handy wee tool you've got there, Dougal.
Is there a film called The Single Entendre? Have you got this, Tony?
At first, I thought hip had something to do with it. Then I thought there was a big response when the cress came in. And then there was a bit of filing down going on. Oh. So I went for the cress file.
Very good. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I noticed that following the game's recent return, our listeners' comments mailbox was flooded to overflowing. The first card out of the hat is from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales and typifies the many hundreds we receive each week from Mrs. Trellis. She writes, Dear Melvin, yes. Does Carol Vorderman's agent say nothing else? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Prellis. Now, on with the game teams, which, since we're in the Northeast with its Viking associations, will be conducted according to Toksvig's protocol. This is a lively variation in which deceptive play is of the essence. Listen out for the reverse dummy and blocker's feint. As you'd expect, the emphasis is on team play, and discreet non-verbal signalling is allowable between members of the same team. So, Tim, will you start, please?
Hollycroft Avenue.
Can you start with that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
Only because of Toksvig's reverse dummy.
I mean, you can't start with it.
No.
Of course you can, because what? If it's reversed, you get back to it. So, in effect, you're not starting.
You can't do the reverse if you just start it.
It's a dummy.
Travesty.
He's right in theory.
Adjudication, Humph, please.
What?
Adjudication, please.
But a what?
The battery's gone again.
No, I'll allow that. It is okay by Toksvig's protocol. But on any other game, it wouldn't be allowed, but...
We're going out for a walk later. So we're pursuing this travesty of the game, aren't we?
Yes.
Watling Street.
Yes, back on track.
That's not a... You see, he's trying to reverse.
I
know
he is.
There, but...
Too early.
You can't do two reverses.
Who
you
started
just go
it?
The same way.
Who started it, may I ask?
Well, Tim started it and you followed.
Because I was told to by our chairman.
Well, you...
Go for it.
Well, I don't know. Can
oh,
you, can
for
you give
heavens.
Me a quick a non-verbal signal?
Is this any use?
Is he allowed to do that?
I've got a very indiscreet non-verbal signal for the lot of you.
Okay. I want to go for wood green.
Well done. Queensgate.
Oh.
Queen Anne Muse.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, is Queensgate wrong?
Queen.
No, no.
No.
No,
no,
no, no, no, you're right.
Right. No. Bayswater Road.
Yeah.
Canny.
Canny, yes, to be fair.
That was a blocker's feint, wasn't it?
Paddington?
Yes, very good.
Oh, Parsons Green.
Platt's Lane.
The A1. Don't start with me.
That's Kilburn High Road.
Oh.
Obvious.
Barking, barking.
Yes. Cricklewood Broadway.
Oh.
Fairlock and Home, isn't it?
Yes, Fairlock.
Goldhawk Road.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, Mornington Crescent.
Yeah!
This next round is entitled Sponsorship, and it takes as its subject the pernicious and all too prevalent habit these days of program makers surrendering their artistic integrity for lucrative sponsorship deals. It's certainly something we've always managed to avoid. In fact, I'm proud to reveal that on becoming a regular on this program, our own Graham Garden was good enough to stand down as the face of California dried prunes. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to present some newly sponsored programs in a style that reflects their revised status. Tim and Tony, would you please provide a rendition of Blue Peter as if sponsored by Toys R Us?
Hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to show you how you can have your very own My Little Pony stable block.
Yes. Simply collect around 100 weight of silver milk bottle tops and cash them in at any scrap metal dealers, and they will give you £22.99.
Did you say £22.99?
Yes, £22.99.
Gosh, but isn't that the exact knockdown, unbeatable price of My Little Pony stable blocks for Toys R Us?
Yes, so you won't be needing any of the cardboard, toilet rolls, or sticky back plastic which we asked you to save last week.
You know, Tony, a lot of people have been writing in to say how difficult it is to get a Blue Peter bat.
Yes, but we're going to change all that, aren't we, Tim?
We certainly are, Tony, by simply spending £1,500 this weekend at any Toys R Us store, you get a token that goes a long way towards that treasure bag.
Yes, simply collect 20 tokens and the badge is yours. Offer subject to status.
Best of luck. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, Barry and Graham, would you please provide us with a rendition of You've Been Framed as if sponsored by the West Midlands Police?
This interview is being recorded at 1640 hours.
I ain't done nothing, thou honest.
Turn out your pockets.
My pockets, I ain't got nothing in my pockets.
Turn them out on the table, lad.
What he doesn't know is that Sergeant Thug has planted a little packet in one of his pockets.
Hello, hello. What's this?
Oh, that was never in there before.
Oh, I think you'd better come with me downstairs.
We can see the tripwire, but he can't.
Mind how you go.
Wow!
Whoops.
Time for Inspector. Mr. Jobsworth to put in an appearance.
What's going on here?
We've caught this villain, Bainty Wright, sir.
Oh, blimey, I don't believe it, it's you. God, it's you. You.
It was just a bit of fun, son.
Ow!
The end.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time for a final round. It's all about stockbrokers, financial dealers, and the like. Samantha has had to nip out to greet her banker friend from Zurich. She's obviously keen to hold Swiss francs while there's still growth. But meanwhile, I'll ask you please, teams, to announce the late arrivals at the stockbrokers' ball. And Graham, will you start, please?
will you welcome, please?
Yes.
Mrs. Index and their son, Nicky Index. All right, then.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ding Order and their son, Stan Ding Order.
Mr. and Mrs. It Crash and their son, Mark It Crash.
Please twitch your curtains for the Lancashire Voyeur, Filthy Lucre.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Rhyming Slang, with their future son-in-law, Lloyd, a well-known banker.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Dingrates and their debauched son, Bass Len Dingrates.
It's family night. Here's Nat West and his children, Pep and Tessa.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. Thread Needle Street and his old lady.
Mr. and Mrs. Shaw and their adopted Russian son, Stashtitov Shaw.
Over there, our flexible friends, Dow Jones and Nico Leeson, playing footsie. Queer as coots.
All the way from Nigeria.
Welcome.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Nbingley and their son Bradford.
A warm welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Bennett. I don't believe these bank charges. And their son Gordon Bennett. I don't believe these.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Owens Index and their recently widowed mother, the Dowager Owens Index.
All the way from Sweden.
Oh, well,
overdraft and Lars Reminder. With their tribute to ABBA National. All the way from Chard in Somerset, George Card. With his Israeli relative, Golda Card.
And his son, Mastercard.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of another show, and it's time to bid you all farewell. So, as they say here in Newcastle, Armaganin off Doon the Toon, Faragi. Farageet Loda Beer and a Naki Big Chip Stotty Wehe Yuna. So, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the charming folk of Newcastle, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and Tony Hawkes have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.